From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. As the container shipping crisis cripples U.S. exporters, the Specialty Soy and Grains Alliance joined nearly 300 ag and forest product groups in a letter to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, urging immediate intervention and saying, "We need action now, not additional studies." They're requesting the Department of Transportation assist in expediting its enforcement options and consider its existing authorities to determine how it can assist U.S. exporters and ag producers in their transportation needs. American ethanol exports accelerated in March to 133 million gallons, the second largest volume in a year, and up 31% from February's dip. Exports to China spiked from 4.7 to 48.3 million gallons, their second largest monthly import of American ethanol on record. Shipments to Canada accelerated 85% to a four-month high of 34.2 million gallons, and India's imports were up 13% to 16.8 million gallons. Those three countries received three-fourths of all March ethanol shipments. American farmers are becoming more optimistic about the ag economy, plan to buy more equipment, expect farmland values to continue to rise, and are more likely to get COVID vaccines. That's according to the Ag Economy Barometer Sentiment Index calculated each month. Agriculture.com reports April's barometer reading of 178 was virtually unchanged from a month earlier and just 5 points off October's all-time high of 183. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.